Yasher Koach. Good morning, all. So when an individual is wearing their tefillin, it's actually quite complicated. Back in the day, we used to wear our tefillin the entire day, and there are still some groups of Jews who wear their tefillin the entire day. However, part of the reason why we do not wear our tefillin the entire day is because of the complex listing of halachos that pertains to an individual who is wearing tefillin, and therefore it's incumbent upon us to at least for the 45 minutes, 35 minutes, whatever it is or so that we are wearing our tefillin every single day to understand what exactly it is that we're supposed to do while we have our tefillin on other than just simply to daven. And so the first is, of course, we need to realize that when we are wearing our tefillin, there is an obligation that our attention is never going to be diverted away from the actual tefillin. And therefore, we have certain built-in mechanisms by which we try to remind ourselves of the tefillin as we're davening. So for example, during Shema, there's a custom to kiss your tefillin, the Shel Yad first, and then the Shel Rosh, when you say the verses that pertain to them, right, that's for the Shel Rosh, and then right, the notion that talking about your hand tefillin. So when you mention these verses, to touch your tefillin, and then throughout davening, there are various points where if you look in the Art Scroll Siddur and probably many other Siddurim as well, they say, oh, touch your tefillin here, touch your tefillin there. And this is all to help us, encourage us to understand that we have to be thinking about our tefillin the entire time. When we are wearing our tefillin, there is an obligation that one should not eat. And again, that doesn't really apply to us too often. However, let's say a person needs to take a sip of water or something like that, so would that be permissible? And the answer is yes, because an individual is allowed to take a little snack or something while they're wearing their tefillin if they absolutely need it. Again, during davening, we're not eating too often, but for various reasons, a person is allowed to take a nibble of something if absolutely need be. However, when it comes to sleeping with tefillin, one is not allowed to sleep at all wearing tefillin. That's probably why we don't have a rabbi's drasha during the week, because then too many people would be falling asleep, and we can't have that wearing tefillin. And even to take a short, like a 20-second nap is not really appropriate as well. When it comes to removing our tefillin at the end of davening, there is an obligation to keep it on as long as possible. However, the sort of end point where it is permissible is that after Aleinu, and in our circumstances, after the Kaddish of Aleinu, it is technically permissible to take off your tefillin, so that's even during the Yom. However, again, to the end of davening, unless you have absolutely somewhere to be, it's ideal to keep it on. And finally, when it comes to wearing tefillin versus davening with a minion, so let's say you don't have your tefillin with you, and you need to borrow from someone else, there's no extra pair. We have plenty of extra pairs here, but in a place where there is no extra pair, so what's more important, davening with a minion without tefillin, or should you wait afterwards and daven with tefillin by yourself? And it's clear that it's more important to daven with tefillin without a minion than it is to daven with a minion in general. And with that, we conclude with the rest.